24 minutes after 8, people, it is hashtag Casey Breakfast, and we always busy with something on the show. In fact, no stranger to the show. He's back and he's with us this morning. Bulelani, morning chief, how are you doing? Welcome, morning. Welcome back.
Morning, man. Morning, Mr. Johnson. Morning, Sohail.
It's lekker to see you, man.
Always with you.
You've got one of those brilliant voices, actually a great voice for radio.
I think I got infected by you.
So how's Keep a Quenny Clean going?
Well, Keep a Quenny Clean has been growing from strength to strength, and I think the one thing I can say is the impact that we do. I mean, I was speaking to the mayor online last week, and he said to me that I should come and see him. And I said, you know, it's the work that we do that actually speaks on our behalf.
Of course.
Without us having to physically being there. So we have been doing what we love, and it is through those initiatives that actually new partnerships are coming. So we've been doing okay.
And the community, are they still in support of Keep a Quenny Clean?
Look, the community will always be in support of Keep a Quenny Clean because everyone wants to live in a clean and healthy environment,
true,
you know.
True.
But I think our advocacy is to actually just ignite that that passion within them to actually look after what they're throwing in their bins. You know, there's food recycling, there's paper recycling, there's so much recycling, and it's just for us to ignite that there's money in waste.
Definitely, definitely. Bulelani is from Keep a Quenny Clean. It's an initiative that's been going on for a while now, and they're doing absolute great jobs and a great work in our communities. I'm sure, Bulelani, if there's any community member from a different area that's listening at the moment and they would like to start a similar thing in their particular area, would you be open to talk to them?
Look, Keep a Quenny Clean, just because it's started in Bekweni. The idea was always to keep Groeneveld clean, keep Dal Yosefat clean, keep Klein Yedewes clean. So it's a matter of duplicating the same advocacy to
exactly.
other townships. So yes, of course, we would definitely be able to help them.
So you mentioned something about partnerships, and I've got a beautiful young lady in front of me. She's an environmental health practitioner at Cape Winans District Municipality, Nosepiwe. Morning, dear. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I like your hair.
Thank you.
I like the color and the style and everything. You with the Cape Winans District Municipality?
Yes.
And just to our listeners, what is it that you do there? I know you're an environmental health practitioner slash health inspector, but what's the job? What is it that you do on a daily basis as a health practitioner?
Oh, okay, let me start by introducing myself. My name is Nosepiwe. My surname is Shia. I'm an environmental health practitioner, as you already mentioned, slash health inspector. So actually, we are under the department called Community Development.
Okay.
Yes, and planning within Cape Winans under Municipal Health Services. So what we actually do is like we are a broad spectrum. We do a lot of things. We're not only focusing on one thing. Basically, I can say that our key performances focuses on health promotion. There are campaigns. That's why I'm working hand in hand with Bulelani, because I think that we have the same object, same goal, same views. So whatever that we do out there, we're always giving back to the community. We also monitor food safety. We also do water quality, meaning that we take samples and from businesses, public businesses, local businesses, including waste management.
Okay. So this partnership, Bulelani, how did it come about, and what exactly does the partnership incline?
So look, to be honest, I'll speak from a very comfort zone. Nosi, I met her in Bekweni Youth Center. And when I actually was doing the work of Keep a Quenny Clean, I didn't realize that she was a health practitioner.
Okay.
So it was then that we aligned goals, and she actually was one person who vouched for us to get support from Cape Winans District Municipality. And it was then that she actually worked in her own overtime. She would come on weekends to help us.
To assist Keep a Quenny Clean. But not officially as Cape Winans.
Okay. So she just loved the work that we did, and I actually saw an asset. And I saw, like, you know what?
We need her. We need to keep her close.
And the best way is to me to try and actually be her friend, which I passed the test. So the rest is history, and we've been working so well with her office. And now, officially, this partnership is in the public, and it actually gives us as Kim McQueenie Clean a boost.
So what does the partnership incline? How will they? What role will they start playing or already started playing?
So Cape Winelands District Municipality is helping us with waste awareness and education.
Okay.
So whenever we have any workshop to educate our in-school or out-of-school youth, they would come with their pamphlets, they will come with the facilitation of Ms. Chia and her expertise, and they would come with giveaways, some food, and also educational material to share with these young kids, you know. And also, we're also looking into getting into applying for some of their grants, and that's actually something that we hope and we wish to actually build moving forward. Yeah.
And that's important, man, especially with a project like Keep McQueenie Clean, because it is a non-profit organization. And the reality is, although our hearts are beating and we're in it to win it, and we want to support our community, and we're already supporting our community, different communities, but there's cost involved with a lot of things. Yeah. Finances is a must. Yeah. And I'm super excited for this partnership, and because I know what Keep McQueenie Clean is doing, and with the assistance from a department as or an organization as Cape Winelands District Municipality, with the resources and the stuff and whatever it is that they can throw in and add, it'll just add to reaching your goals. So Nosisiwe, Nosimpiwe, because I don't want to say Nosi, also no Brasi, man. What does a relationship or a partnership like this means to your department?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start. Whenever I talk to Bulelani, as per se, he's always this person that has a lot of good ideas, especially about the community. Because remember, he's from Brekwini. He was born and bred there, so he could see a lot of challenges. He can see the loopholes. He can see where he can put a hand in it. So I would basically say that our partnership is just meaningful to me, because it's someone who makes my job easier. I always tell him that it makes my job easier, because whenever I need to conduct any campaign and awarenesses, health education within the community, he's always there. And whenever he needs us at some point as the community, as Cape Winelands, we are always there. So like recently we did something together. It was like magnificent for me. It was powerful. It was beautiful.
I actually want to get to that. I actually want to get to a question that I've got for you guys. Is that is there any highlights between the teams? Now, if I say teams, I mean Keep McQueenie Clean and Cape Winelands District Municipality. Whilst you guys were taking part in a cleanup or health promotion activity or something, well, in any of the highlights that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, look, I think on World Environmental Day, that's when this partnership was really solidified, because on World Environmental Day, I wanted to actually do something, you know. And I thought of an idea to plant some lemon trees.
Lemon trees
in our park. Yes.
Why are you guys into tequila or something?
What's your supplier? So initially, what I did was I reached out to Nosi informally though, and I said, "Hey Nosi, I want to do this and this and this." And she actually said, "You know what? I have some giveaways in my office. I have some educational material, and I'll book myself to actually be there." I knew that I had a commitment from her side, and then reached out to Drakenstein Municipality and some other sponsors, and we actually were able to actually plant four trees, lemon trees. We actually were able to paint a mural wall that was illegally dumped in Bekweni in Zomhle Park, and the idea is to actually paint the whole park so that it can be an educational space where young people can start recycling. We're also eyeing to actually have that park closed so that we can get our container there and municipal health services will help us with actually ensuring that we're compliant with health and safety.
You're passionate about what you're doing. Huh?
You prayed over it. You remember it.
I know. Yes.
Our last interview, you prayed over it, and I received. And today, your prayers are actually showing, and it's just a consistent of believing in what you're doing, you know.
And that's very important, because people don't have, like you've mentioned in the beginning, people don't have to read proposals and you have to go and do presentations. Yes, that's adding to it, but they should see it in your actions, in what you guys do and have done already, and plans and those kind of things. So the Bakweni community, how are they responding to these initiatives, and are there any positive great changes, or what's their reaction?
Look, to be honest, we were fighting actually in the car this morning because I'm from a Ward 9, so I'm now moving from Ward 9 to Ward 12 because of the work that I need to do that side.
Okay.
And the councillor, the nominated councillor, actually reached out to me to say that I'm going to listen to the interview, but I also have a concern, because there is a complaint from a ward that there are rats and rodents that are entering people's houses. And I said to the councillor, you know, I actually have the municipal health services with me today. We might see if you're going to make a change. So those are the benefits of this partnership. You know, I know that now NOSI will actually advise me in how to actually encourage and actually educate these communities on in ensuring that
have
they keep their
spaces. Have you been approached by a political party?
No.
Huh? No, I'm just asking.
I've been nominated.
I'm just asking because you also sound and could be you are a great leader, and you not just leading but living by example, and that's the important thing. So what is it?
Ward 12.
You're going to Ward 12. Where's Ward 12. Where's the rats and stuff?
It's in Ward 12.
In Ward 12. Okay, rats, enjoy your last few days. They're coming. So for people that's listening at the moment, if you just join us, good morning, morning. It's hashtag Casey Breakfast. We're just celebrating and getting the information of this collaboration between Keep a Kweni Clean and the Cape Winers District Municipality. I've got Bulelani of Keep a Kweni Clean in studio with me, and North Mpiwe with me from the Cape Winers District Municipality. What message would you guys would like to leave with our listeners about getting involved and helping to keep Bakweni clean and healthy? And I take it it's you don't have to stay in Bakweni to keep Bakweni clean.
Yeah,
is that so?
Yes.
So kind of a message from you, and I think from Cape Winers as well to people in Bakweni and even everywhere.
Yeah. Look, I think the message that I would like to share is simple. Just keep your areas clean.
Mm.
And there's ways in how you can actually keep your areas clean. You start by your home, you know.
Mm.
Even if you just have some black bags, try and sort your waste in paper, food waste, this is cans. And just with the small incentive that you're going to get from it, it actually can actually add up to you saving up for a whole year. I said to my mom that, look, with my savings that I did for the whole year, I'm going to have a back to school campaign next year, so that every child that needs a sock, needs a tie, needs a haircut, can actually benefit from my recycling throughout the year. So that's what I want to ignite. Just start recycling from your comfort zone, and it will actually show.
I want to get involved in that.
Please.
keep me posted.
Thanks.
And then from Cape Wine inside.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know where to start. You know, having to mention the highlights, you know. Remember when you connect these awarenesses and campaigns within the community, you don't know the outcome. You don't know how the people how will they respond, how will they want to cooperate and to be part of it. So recently, I just wanted to mention the highlights. It was whereby you see people coming together to where we're standing. We were at Mzomhle
Park,
so when we were there, you saw people people coming through while we're busy saying, guys, come, we're here for you, we're here to educate you, and all those things. And mostly, it was having to see the youth. It was seeing, having to see the kids being so triggered, so intrigued to be part of this. We are excited to collect waste. They know about waste segregation, waste recycling, what can you recycle, what can you not. I even educate them about, you can even take some of the cans and you can just play with it at home, where you can keep your comb, where you can keep all those things. So the message that I want to give to the community is that, guys, it takes everyone. It takes the whole team. It's not about the local municipality. It's not about the district municipality. It's not about keeping Mekweni clean. Yes, they are there to initiate, but everyone, they need to make sure that they put their hands together. They can. We can all do this. We, as the community, can all do this. Make sure that it starts from home. When they say that, when they say that charity begins at home, it basically means that now, starting from home, you know what is that you can reuse. You see, you can have what you can recycle.
And then also important is that people should start to realize that there's money in recycling.
Definitely.
It's a business opportunity. And especially for the youth, they they're at home doing nothing. Start collecting waste and start recycling it, and they can come to Keep Mekweni Clean for some advice and also some guidance in terms of that. But then again, cleanliness is next to godliness. And I don't know if you guys will agree with me, but I personally think it is a lifestyle change that you guys are busy with. We go into areas, the reality is people throw stuff anywhere. That is the norm. And I think one of your objectives as Keep Mekweni Clean and this partnership, this collaboration, is to change people's mindsets and ways of doing things. Because back in the day, I can remember there used to be a campaign, Zibi Blik, that used to come around to the school. Go around to the schools when I was still in school, they came to visit the schools, and then there was this mascot, Zibi. And you need to there was a song as well as Gooitene Zibi Blik of iets soos daai, and that's what needs to be brought back in our communities.
I agree. Sometimes I think
I wanted to say something because me and him, whenever we talk, we always throw a lot of ideas. He mentioning the project at schools. Imagine if you can start from the schools. I even said to the principal the other time that I was conducting inspection. I said that, you know, we can even approach local municipalities, can even approach like sponsors, people that can come bring different bins. Because there's a case whereby the school was even burning waste. People don't understand the critic of burning waste. You know, because remember we said now, keep the community clean, it is godly, and it can even, it's for your own health. Remember, a clean area, clean health, because you can even breathe clean air. Now with the toxins of people burning waste, and it was very bad having to say that the waste is being burned from the school.
And if something is clean, it brings back a bit of dignity as well. So you guys have got a very important job, and you're doing well. Thank you so much for what you guys are doing. So from your side, Nosimpiwe, a lasting enclosure?
No, I have a lot of things to say, but I just wanted to mostly thank everyone that was part of our initiative the last time that we had an event at Mekweni community. So yeah, I just wanted to thank everyone, and I just want to advocate to everyone that it takes the whole community, it takes the teamwork for us to be able to make sure that we are living in a clean environment, and for our own health and for our children. Whenever you see something, don't wait for the municipality. It's not all about the municipality. It takes initiative from one individual. Make a difference, make a change, and everything will be
before I get to you in your closure, Bulelani, I must say Drakenstein municipality from Tembi side, I got a message on one of the groups that I'm in last night, yesterday, about this interview that is happening, promoting it and stuff and whatever. So from her side also, she promoted the interview.
Tembi,
thanks Tembi. So in closure from your side, Chief?
Look, I think my closing is coming from a very personal perspective. I think competition will never outshine passion. And that's the message I want to leave with these young people. You know, as a young person who's doing something, once you get recognized, in Isikosa we say uchuku, will come. That means that trouble will just follow you simply because you are shining and you're doing something right. So I think young people should actually see this as an as a chapter for me of actually getting into what God has prepared me for. You know the struggles, you know the challenges, and you know the politics, but still we are still keeping the Queenie clean, and we want to reach out to other townships. So thank you for your support. Thank you for always relaying your concerns to us, your cases, and thanks to the partners like Cape Wildlands, Drakenstein State Municipality, for always being there for us.
You know what, before I let you guys go, what's always concerning to me with people that's involved with organizations and projects like this, or NPOs and NPCs, is that who's looking after you?
Yeah.
Huh?
The well-being.
Who's looking after you? Yeah. You're cleaning Bakweni, you're doing all kinds of projects and stuff and whatever. Who's looking after you? For you to get here, it's money.
Yeah.
For you to communicate with anybody, it's money. To put things together, it's money. So somewhere, somehow, you need to be rewarded.
Yeah.
Although the mindset is not there, money will follow. Money will follow. It'll come. It'll definitely come, brother. But yeah, thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
I'm also super excited for the other project that the two of us are in. We are both of us are directors at a different kind of situation, but that's that launch is coming.
It's coming.
And it's also something that I didn't expect. Yeah. But I'm super excited. It's gonna be interesting. So how do I say fellow co-director? Is that how you say it? It's a different thing. And we've got a title, the director. Okay.
Oh, well done.
So on that note, you two gevaarlike kwaai souls.
Thanks.
Go well and keep up the good work, and thanks for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you. If
people want to get in contact with you, contact number, please, contact details, how to get
Keep Bakweni Clean is on all social media platforms. We are Keep Bakweni Clean on Instagram, we are Keep Bakweni Clean on Facebook and on TikTok, and our WhatsApp number is 0670270849. That's where you can report any illegal related dumping cases, and we'll gladly escalate it to the relevant authority.
Why? Okay. No, Simpiwe, I'm not going to ask your number. They need to contact you via Bakweni Clean.
I do believe that they do know where our office is. Because we also do take cases. I think they do know where Cape Wildlands District Municipality is. People in Bakweni, I am visible enough. I do share my business card and all that stuff, but they do know where we're situated. They do know our page, Cape Wildlands District Municipality page on Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't want to give a lot.
Grant,
no personal numbers.
No.
Do you think Nosi and I should actually go and take on those rats?
Yeah, you should.
Ourselves,
you should.
Definitely. And for those rats to be eliminated, obviously, it takes part of keeping the community clean. You know, those small things that people don't understand? For those rats to breed there, it's because of people not following the right procedure. But yeah, we'll do what we can.
And I'm not going to say this on air what I'm going to say, but I'm just mentioning that I'm also picking up something else. Anyway, you have a lovely day.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy. Thank you. Right.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Okay. Right, let's get in.